I don't have a picture of me with my mother. I never thought about that. I didn't have a picture of my mother with me until I was in my 40s, when I reconnected with her. No. Hello, my name's Tony, and I'm a successful business executive. The word mother just seems strange to me. But the strange thing is, it's not something I'd even think about. For me, I've always just been me. I don't even think of parents. People know me as someone who helps some of the world's leading media groups, sports organisations, and entertainment groups perform their very best. But there's something about me that many of my friends and colleagues don't know. I hadn't been into somebody's home, as in a house, until I was probably seven.
You'd never been in a family home until you were 7 years old?
I hadn't even thought about it until that second. No, never. As in a front door, seeing somebody's, what a lounge looked like, or a kitchen, or anything like that. No. For the first 16 years of my life, I was in care. My home was Bernardo's. I'm one of the last generation of lifers, actually. I think from the day I went in October 1961, if somebody said, Tony won't leave here until July 1977, they'd have probably thought, really? That's a long term, isn't it, really? It is a long term.
My name is Paul, and I've known Tony for over 20 years. As a radio producer, he asked me to help him tell his story, the story that he now feels able to share. And that meant diving deep into the records held by the institutions that were his life.
They gave me everything because they kept everything. I'm so well documented. It's unbelievable. I'm an item as opposed to a human. All of this paperwork in my lap is, instead of a mother or father figure and the memory they'd have had in their mind, illnesses and things like that, measles, mumps, what age I learned to walk, all these sort of things are all in here. But it doesn't value any memory above anything else. It's just all chronological. It meant going back to the homes I lived in and the very institution in which I was born.
You see, a lot of people...
Gosh, this is it. Is I born on this road? Oh, my God. Do you know what? I probably haven't been down this road since Adele's taken out.
Here it is. Your destination is on the left.
Oh, my gosh.
It meant visiting the headquarters of the organisations that acted as his guardians.
It's still a residential site, so the cadets who come in for training, they live here for 2 years.
Wow. It's really strange. When we walked into the Salvation Army headquarters in London, it was really weird. I felt, gosh, I'm from here. I felt I probably have more claim to that building than any of them. So I was born in one. They all chose to work there.
It's a lovely building, and it was refurbished about 10 years ago. It's a really good mixture.
And it meant remembering what I could about the family that put me into care. I'm described in this piece of paper as a coloured child, and that's underlined. And it talks about the background of my family and how they came to the UK, but they were hardworking people. My grandmother came to the UK in 57, and she was part of what would have been called the Windrush generation. And she actually came on a boat, and she came to Green Lane in Birmingham. I think my mother was young. She was very young.
How young?
15. New country, new experiences. In one generation, they made a big jump. If my grandmother was at the pearly gates, I guess you'd say she'd been a success. And I was probably just collateral damage to that success. But most of all, it meant revisiting my 16 years in the care homes I lived in and the memories I've taken with me. There's four children in the photo, all under six, and we're all black. I think Oakley House saved me in many ways. It gave me a stability and a peace that I probably wouldn't have got anywhere else. It sounds a bit melodramatic, but I felt safe. It's really interesting. When I saw the film Hook, the one with Robin Williams, I was in bits watching it. It just took me back to there. The world they went to was my world, and I knew it so well. And I think for many children growing up in care, those first 6 or 7 years aren't that devastating. It's what happens after that. And then it's like the lights go out. I can't remember anything from my first couple of years in Birmingham. I mean, you can't live a life like this and not be affected But I'm doing it because I'm just tired of seeing clever kids, kids with no hope and sadness. It has been a painful journey, but one I've had to make for myself, my family, and for all of those who have been through and are still in the care system.
In this series of podcasts for Barnardo's and their Oral History Project, we hope this story will give comfort to those with similar experiences and shine a light on a world many just don't know about. It does strike me that you have a remarkable memory.
Yeah, I do, actually. A lot of people comment on it because my memory is all I have. If I didn't remember, nobody ever would. What is interesting about all of this, Paul, is when I talk about this, none of the people I know now who I grew up with have ever asked me about my life in a home. No one has ever asked me. Now, it may be that I've never made people feel comfortable enough to do that, but no, nobody.
It may also be that they just don't know.
No, I don't tell people either. That probably helps.